So, Peter, you took us by surprise. How long has this been on the cards?
This has happened relatively recently, end of last year. We've been competing together in terms of making... We both picked Croydon, it's going to be a fantastic opportunity. We both think it deserves a good retail offer. Working together, we're going to focus on delivering that. So it's a very pragmatic decision at the end to say, let's join up, let's work together, let's focus on making Croydon happen.
So when you were making that decision, what really tilted it in terms of deciding JB is the way we're going to have to go? We know you both wanted to develop it separately. At what point did you decide we're going to have to team up?
I think over the last 18 months, we've been competing against each other. We realised we're very similar companies. We have mutual ambitions, it's very soon.
Yeah.
We like the people. We get on with each other well. So let's get together and work together. Westfield, great company, produces great projects, working with what Hammerson can do as well. This will be a win-win.
And in terms of what comes next, I know there's a few bits on the market. LNG have obviously got some property, some crucial property to sell. There's a few other bits and pieces. What happens next in terms of investment?
Well, obviously, Westfield and Hammerson have got the ability to proceed with a project to buy an investment. The mayor's announced this morning he's happy to take forward a CPO to ensure site delivery happens. So we will now focus on project delivery. And clearly we'll be looking for site acquisitions, but against the backdrop of what's right for the project and what's right to make sure we bring the scheme forward at the right time. And clearly we're going to have to get best value here.
Okay, and I know David said that the branding would be neutral and that details have to be consulted on. I have to ask about it. Is it going to have any kind of, presumably there's a starting point, is there going to be a West or a Ham or a Son or anything like that in it, or it'll be something completely different?
The focus is now about getting the project through planning, moving to detailed design. What we have agreed is this is a Westfield and Hammerson project, and that's how we're promoting it together. In due course, we'll be looking at the naming, the branding, discussing with all the local population what's right for them, and selecting their name.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Thank you, John. I'm ready, John.
So, John, both Hammerson and Westfield got fantastic pedigree, both got big schemes in London. What do you think are the sort of best elements of both schemes that you can bring together?
I think right at the moment, the critical thing is bringing the best people, the real skills that we use up and down the country, and the fact that we've both got the capacity to bring the money to this project in a market where many projects are on hold simply because of lack of funding. You've got two very, very big, strong companies capable of taking this company forward, or the project forward, rather.
And in terms of what sort of evolves here, obviously we've seen ideas from both companies. Is there a sense yet of how the finished product might look?
Well, we're actually not, in terms of concept, in terms of what we want to see in the scheme, in terms of how we think it'll perform, the sort of retailers we want there, the types of leisure uses, we're actually not a million miles apart. And even many people have sort of said, is there a difference between our planning application, which is a very healthy way to start the process. But what we can actually do now is not look at the two developments of Central and Whitgift as competing centres and having this strip of North End between us. We can actually make decisions about how to balance the two, how to get the right product in there, and make the centre of Croydon feed out in a way that brings the rest of Croydon together.
And from a Westfield perspective, obviously we've got major schemes out east, out west, now down south. Are we going to see something happening in the north? Would you partner up again?
What we've done is we've actually sat down here to deliver to Croydon, and that's been the absolute focus from our respective chairmen, our chief executives, Peter and myself down, is to actually find a solution for Croydon, because that's the one we're both we're interested in now, and we're not going to make any comment about the future in that sense.
Sure, and one thing that Westfield is obviously very well known for is the branding. It's been hugely successful elsewhere. How tricky a sort of proposition is that now that you have to think sort of slightly outside the box?
Yeah, I think that the fact is that we both recognise the strength of our brands. Whilst Westfield is a name that's very well known to people in London and other parts of the country, equally Hammerson is known to many people in France, in other parts of the world and in the UK, and it brings its own strengths together. And that's why we've actually decided we will call it a Westfield Hammerson project so that we can display the relative strengths of the companies at the same time.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thanks very much. Good on